The following excerpt is from the StoryCorps Montana Virtual Tour and was recorded in June of 2020. In this excerpt, we have Josh Slotnick speaking with Philip Burgess on a back porch in Missoula about what it was like growing up on a rural Montana farm.
You grew up in a kind of a world that doesn't really exist anymore in rural Montana. And I was wondering if you could just start by describing what that was like.
It was a beautiful piece of landscape. Looking over the Missouri River Valley, we could see a mile and a half of river from our backyard. And the Badlands came up from the far side of the river on the north side. And the Great Northern Railroad ran east and west on the far side of the river. I remember as a child laying in my bed at night, hearing the sound of the steam whistle bouncing off the sides of the valley. It was a beautiful place, but at the same time, we were a hard scrabble working ranch farm. And there was a sense of kind of desperation. And in the midst of a pretty dysfunctional extended family who ran the ranch together, my dad said that sometimes it was like purgatory with a wonderful view. And so I also grew up with watching my mom and dad suffer. You know, we did not have running water. We did not have telephones. We didn't have electricity until I was 6 or 7 years old. And so they did everything the hard way. You know, it was extremely stressful for both of them. Plus, there were four of us kids in this little three-room.
Three rooms.
In this little three. I don't even remember for sure where we slept. I don't know where they put us in that little space.
You must have spent a lot of time outside.
As much as possible. And I'm sure that came also from our parents. My mother was quite happy to have us outside a lot. But the landscape became a refuge from the dysfunctional extended family and from the stress, the almost claustrophobic physical thing of these three little rooms. You know, and so early on, it became a refuge for me, being outside and being outside by myself.
Did you work with your dad at all?
Well, it's, you know,
as much as he would.
It was kind of a cultural thing where the kids, as long as we were little and cute, people knew what to do with us. You know, it was like play with us, you know, but about the time you stopped being so little and cute around five or six. You were kind of on your own until you could start working.
When did you start working?
When you were 5 or 6.
That was Josh Slotnick and Philip Burgess, recorded as a part of the StoryCorps Montana Virtual Tour. Many of the recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org.